I'd like to recall some captions as I was looking into the paper the other night, and my attention was centered at this caption, "Youth Dictate." As I read a little further, I read another article by a very famous celebrity who is quite concerned with the young people, their future, Art Linkletter, and I quote, "This is the youngest advanced nation in the world. Our youth is faced with more changes in any other era in the history of the world." I would like to turn that about and say that the Indian people, young people, are being faced with many changes in this era than any other time in the history of the world. We have some young people with us this morning. I'll introduce them. That is the youngest, which I was, and I always disliked being called the youngest. So we'll start with Fred Marinito. He's from Gallup Kingstown School. He is the student council president. Mr. Marinito.
Mrs. Watson, distinguished platform guests, visiting friends, fellow students. It's my pleasure this morning to represent Gallup High School at this annual Navajo Education Conference. My name is Freddie Marinito, and I'm a 17-year-old senior at Gallup High School. I was pleasantly surprised when Mr. John Martin, the Tribal Scholarship Coordinator, called my counselor, Mr. Fairchild, 2 weeks ago last Wednesday, and asked if I would make a speech at this conference. I readily accepted, and I consider it my personal pleasure to be able to give my views on my assigned topic, how the Navajo High School student views Navajo education and its future. While I know little about the Education Committee of the Navajo Tribe, I have read of their efforts to continually stress better quality schools, better qualified teachers, and how they have encouraged a closer cooperative involvement between schools, parents, and the community. It is indeed encouraging to know that their efforts in many ways have brought results. Results that make me proud to know that Navajo educational policies are better than ever before. My experiences with education have been fruitful thus far. As a graduating senior, I look forward to attending the University of New Mexico this fall. What little successes I have made, I owe to many people. My parents, my teachers, my counselors, and other tribal leaders. High school is a place where we have the opportunity to lay a foundation on which we want to build a career that will make us productive citizens of our American society. In high school, and in other educational institutions, you learn how to learn. You learn how to think about things worth thinking about. We also learn to reject those things that we are taught that may be proven harmful to our lives. High school to me is an eye-opener. It's a head-opener, and it's a heart-opener. The books we read, the new ideas, the people we meet, will lead us to a fuller and deeper understanding of ourselves and of the world around us. This brings up some questions. why do we need an education? How do we secure an education? What is an educated person? In this world of aerospace exploration and technological advancement and changes, it is somewhat difficult to change behavioral patterns of the unacculturated Indian, since he tends to think in concrete terms and usually has no interest in accumulating personal assets beyond his everyday needs of food, clothing, and shelter. When Indians were moved onto reservations, they held the status of wards of the U.S. government and were not encouraged to acquire job skills. Indian children, as a result, had a tendency to learn the attitudes, values, customs, and behavioral patterns of their parents. On the other hand, the white man's standards of etiquette and interaction are quite different than those of the Indian, and in turn causes many problems and misunderstandings. In my opinion, we need a basic education to eliminate these problems and misunderstandings. Opportunities in the present day are unlimited to many of us younger members of the Navajo tribe. We only have to have the intestinal fortitude to take advantage of these opportunities. I'm very pleased that the Navajo Tribal Council and other tribal leaders have passed compulsory school attendance. It requires everyone's effort to help us get in school and stay in school. There are many definitions of an educated person, and as a high school student, I too have my own concepts of an educated person. Education is lifelong, and the man who becomes educated is the man who knows how to find out what he wants to learn and how to go on learning it throughout his life. In other words, he is the man who has mastered certain methods of dealing with subject matter. He is the man who learned how to proceed. I conferred with my brother, Frankie, who is the personnel director of the Navajo tribe, and we talked about employment, job qualifications, and requirements. He stated that the person who has the basic skills in education, who goes on to higher learning, generally gets a higher paying job. He also went on to say that unemployment is high on the Navajo reservation. That unemployment throughout the country has risen to 4.6%, the highest it's been in the past 8 years. This is really something to think about. It makes one want to secure a better education to get a better job. A job that will provide security, family, a good income, health, and happiness. Isn't this what we all want? I know that the Navajo Education will continue its campaign to provide educational facilities and opportunities to all Navajos, young and old. And its future looks bright. But to really illuminate that future, it needs all the help it can get from teachers, educators, parents, and tribal leaders. For Navajo youth is Navajo tribe's greatest resource. In closing, I wish to share with you the following by S.M. Frazier. It's entitled, Give Me. Give me work to do. Give me help. Give me joy in simple things. Give me an eye for beauty, a touch. tongue for truth, a heart that loves, a mind that reasons, a sympathy that understands. Give me neither malice nor envy, but a true kindness and a noble common sense. At the close of each day, give me a book and a friend with whom I can be silent. Thank you very much.